Social service agencies have long looked for ways to stop child abuse without breaking up families. Now, a first-in-the-nation program in western Pennsylvania is giving children a tool to protect themselves in their own home. It's a radio transmitter. Children can press a button on a small pendant-like alarm around their neck to call for police and medical help 24 hours a day if they're indeed threatened with physical or sexual abuse. So far, the program called Watchful Shepherd has helped more than 200 at-risk youngsters in the Pittsburgh area, and some child advocates around the country see it as a possible model for their own protection efforts. But some child psychologists say the device puts a high-tech cop in the house instead of teaching parents not to resort to violence. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The steel industry faded from tiny Charleroi, Pennsylvania, more than two decades ago, leaving only fragments of an old mill decaying on the west bank of the winding Monongahela River, an hour southeast of Pittsburgh. Charleroi's once thriving, Rockwell-esque Main Street is brushed today with vacant storefronts and for sale signs. A family in this struggling post-industrial town was one of the first to try a new high-tech program to stop child abuse. In the kitchen of their tidy, modest home, Sharon watches as her 16-year-old daughter, Robin, demonstrates the alarm around her neck, a kind of electronic buffer for an at-times violent relationship.
It's on a string, and it's shaped like a square, and then there's a button in the middle. And it sounds like this.
If Robin's mother had hit her, or was about to, Robin could have pressed that button, sending a signal instantly over the phone lines to a local emergency room and police. Automatically, Robin's identity, location, and case history would pop up on the hospital's computer screen, and police could be called in. In addition, a medical worker could talk directly to Robin through an intercom near the phone. Some homebound elderly have used such technology for years to get emergency medical help, but this is the first time the alarm has been enlisted in an effort to stop child abuse. Mother Sharon, who asked that their last name not be used, says she wanted the device because of the combined stresses of being a single mom on a fixed income and her own family history pushed her to discipline her daughter through violence.
I would instantly, you know, go after her to smack her. And I was wrong. At first I didn't see that I was wrong because that's how I was raised. And when I would run after her or grab her by the hair or say something, I didn't realize what I was even saying was that detrimental to her, or that it hurt her that badly.
But it did. An attractive, outgoing high schooler, Robin recalls what it was like living with her mother's volatility and harassment from kids at school before safety was a button push away.
Anxiety, depression, can't sleep, can't eat, can't live in my own home, can't take a walk around the block.
Organizers say the program is not just a technological fix, but relies on personal follow-up by volunteers such as Anita Gretz. A former nurse, Gretz calls to check in on Sharon and Robin and a dozen others every week.
I don't ever want to say, did you survive another week? What I want to do is to be a person that's calling to say, how are you doing today? How's your week? As more of a friend or your next-door neighbor, as child abuse is often a disease of isolation.
Named Watchful Shepherd, the program is funded largely by private donations and is administered by the county's Youth Services Agency. Joe Femiani, a wealthy businessman, started it at Cannonsburg Hospital outside of Pittsburgh. Beaten by his father growing up in the projects, Femiani vowed to do something as an adult to ease the suffering of other kids.
I think this is a solution where people have to start taking responsibility for their children, their families, and not depending on the government to do it.
Pittsburgh's Allegheny Hospital spent a year refining the technology and software, including adding a way to automatically test the unit every 2 hours. So if an abuser tries to cut the phone wires or break the equipment, a signal immediately alerts authorities. Starting in September, Allegheny becomes the second hospital and the first urban one to try the program.
Allegheny County Children and Youth Services, and for that matter, child protective service systems across the country, are continuously faced with a dilemma of balancing the risk of abuse versus the psychological problems that accrue for kids when you separate families.
Dr. Tony Manarino, who directs child and adolescent psychiatry at Allegheny, hopes the new program helps reconcile that long-standing tension.
Because even if there's abusive behavior, when you separate a family, that causes significant problems. Kids miss their parents. They're attached to their mom and dad. They miss them. So the watchful shepherd potentially could be a helpful intervention by way of providing an extra sense of safety for the child and a deterrent for the parents that would reduce the risk of abuse, but also at the same time allow the family to stay together.
So far, participation has been voluntary, but the courts can mandate it. Manarino admits the program may work best with families like Sharon and Robin, where the parent is willing to change and the abuse was not as severe or prolonged. But other child abuse experts aren't so eager to embrace the latest technological solution.
Most violence is not premeditated. Father comes home drunk, he's abusive, he's not going to worry about that thing on the kid's, you know, neck. He's going to beat the crap out of the kid if that's what his impulse is telling him to do.
That's Dr. Erwin Hyman, who directs Temple University's National Center for the Study of Corporal Punishment and Alternatives. Hyman believes the alarm may work in certain cases, but he worries that it puts too much emphasis on law and order punishment and may do little to change a culture in which discipline through violence, for some, has become an accepted family value.
There's always been a trend in America to look to simple solutions to complex social problems, and there are no simple answers. Child abuse is a complex issue, and if you want a simple answer, the simple answer is prevention. So if we really wanted to get rid of child abuse, instead of worrying about hanging pendants around the necks, we'd pass a law to forbid any parent to ever hit a kid.
That's what five European countries have done, Hyman says, which has led to a decline in child abuse. He also doubts that kids should be kept in potentially dangerous situations in an effort to keep families together. And he says the necklace-like alarm may only further stigmatize abused kids among schoolmates. Others worry kids might misuse the technology itself, pressing false alarms to get back at parents or as a threat to get what they want. Organizers say they're aware of the pitfalls and caution that Watchful Shepherd is not the solution to child abuse. Dr. Manarino doubts society can legislate good parenting. Other child abuse experts want to see some research on whether abused kids are protected any better with the electronic pendant than those in more traditional programs, which rely largely on group counseling. But Robin and Sharon say the positive change in their daily lives is proof enough for them.
So the device around your daughter's neck has made you a better parent?
I don't know if I could say it made me a better parent, but it's helped me to pull back and count to 10 or to 100 if I have to.
A backing away, she says, that today makes her use dialogue instead of violence, an option she didn't choose until the alarm came into their home. This is Eric Westervelt reporting.